Welcome to Call Your Girlfriend,
a podcast for long-distance besties everywhere.
I'm Aminatou So.
And I'm Anne Friedman. On this week's agenda, Cheeto Watch, Paul Ryan is disgusting, and Jovanka are up to no good, as always. Plus, Angela Merkel, we feel your pain. Tracking legislation in the States, a Senate seat battle in Georgia, and question, what if we had paid time off for civic engagement? Plus, the hardest working baby in show business. Want to talk about the news?
Oh my God, so much content. What's going on?
Are you watching the Cheeto this week?
Oh my God. I mean, this week is a new week, but all of last week was incredible. First of all, my man is like two-thirds through his first 100 days and has accomplished exactly zero things. Zero. Like, this is amazing. Because the healthcare bill, best healthcare bill in the world, as Paul Ryan called it, was defeated, which like
the no healthcare bill.
Oh my God. Just like the sheer incompetence of it all. Okay, let's go through the motions. What's going on with Cheeto?
Well, okay, so yes, the big headline is failure of a really terrible healthcare bill that literally no one liked. Like, not a single human. There are evil people who didn't like it because it wasn't evil enough and didn't cut enough people off of healthcare. There are reasonable people, including the 24,000 who would have lost coverage, who were like,
right,
this
to
is
be
terrible.
Clear, the bill failed because it wasn't cruel enough.
Like, exactly.
That's what happened. This is how crazy these fucking Republicans are.
Right. So no one liked it, but some of us didn't like it for like moral reasons, and some of us didn't like it because we are interested in making money and protecting rich people, not guaranteeing healthcare for everyone. So that's like the headline. Yeah, and also like watching the Republicans in various branches of government scrambling to not characterize this as a defeat has been a unique pleasure.
You know, like how for 7 years, Republicans have basically in the House have been passing all of these like terrible repeal bills. And then every time Obama is like, fuck y'all. Mm-hmm. And so like that never happens. So it's like very clear that like all of this time they're just like spent saying no, but nobody actually had a plan. Like, this is fascinating to me. Secondly, they also like perpetrated this lie that like Obamacare was like passed in the dark and the president like rammed it through or whatever. To be clear, it took Obama and Nancy Pelosi 13 months to pass healthcare. Obama gave so many speeches. He like crisscrossed the country. He did that one. He like went to Congress to like convince them, and all of it was on TV. It's like C-SPAN was like basically like healthcare span for like a year almost.
Right. Votes were whipped.
Yeah. This is all we talked about. Let's pause 1 minute to discuss the genius that is Nancy Pelosi and how she gets no credit because she's a woman and she's older. Nancy Pelosi is iconic. Watching Paul Ryan not be able, like, have the majority that he does. He didn't need a single Democrat. Could have stood to lose, like, 20-something people in his party, like, not vote. Still couldn't fucking get it together. You realize that he's just, there's just this, like, incredible mythology built around him that, you know, like, he's not a politician, he's a policy wonk or whatever. And it's like, no, actually, the bill was shitty from a policy standpoint. The one job that he's supposed to do, which is like rally his party, he like couldn't fucking do. Everything was bad. The healthcare bill, at the last minute, they like kept changing all of these things, right? And then so it's like at the last minute, they're like, yeah, no more essential health benefits or whatever, which basically means like no hospitalization,
I mean, the phrase essential health benefits should tell you what you need to know.
The whole point of healthcare is that, like, you know, at the barest minimum possible, is that, like, if you get hit by a bus, you're able to go to the emergency room and like they will patch you up. This bill like did none of that. Then we just got into this like nasty, forever conservative, awful human debate where they're just like, why should men pay for maternity care? And it's like, hello, because we pay for your fucking prostate checks. Like, this is how insurance works.
Yeah. This idea that is so prevalent in that line of talking, which is that essentially
like women are expensive,
are a drain, right? Are like a drain on the system, and like men don't cost anything. And it's like, well, first of all, it's your own problem for not getting preventive care checkups regularly, right? Like, I mean, maybe statistically, like men are not accessing health services as much, but like that's just stupid. Like everybody should be doing health care the way women are more likely to do it with preventive care.
Also, all of these babies have fathers. Second of all, and also,
wait, what now? Or wait, I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me men are involved in reproduction?
Yeah, men are involved in reproductive health. Like, can you believe that the party of family and like pro-life doesn't believe in like taking care of babies?
No, I refuse to believe it.
I'm so shocked. I firmly believe that if you have been born, you should pay for maternity care. Like, that's how that works.
You have entered into the world.
If you were born somewhere, somehow, like, this is how you repay this.
Oh my God, maybe just, like, Paul Ryan was grown in a petri dish.
We're also in the middle of this, like, a terrible opioid crisis. Like a lot of people in states that are really affected by this stuff. And now it's like Republicans are telling them, like, sorry, we like won't pay for your care. Addiction's not real. Like, fuck you guys. And so it's like, what is the point even of having healthcare? Also, they were so careful to say that they were repealing all of these Obamacare mandates because they just want you to have access to healthcare. Guess what? I have access to a $5 million house. It doesn't mean I can buy that shit. Like, that's not how this works. It's like, either you give it to people or not. But the thing I guess that's exciting now is that, like, Republicans and Democrats are talking about universal health care. It's like, what? I'm gonna turn this bitch into a socialist country by the end of the year. Nuts.
Oh, my God. God willing. I mean, there's also this notion, too, that when Republicans talk about repeal, like, they had this plan that was like, we're going to get rid of Obamacare and then we're going to like wait for, you know, however long it takes to put together a new plan. I know. And it's like, I'm sorry. How many of us are going to be dead before then without any health care? Like, it's honestly shocking. I truthfully don't understand how you have that much of a disconnect between what you think people actually need on a day-to-day basis.
It's incompetence.
Do you think that's true? Do you think it's like people in their lives, though? I mean, like, okay, I know that a lot of like people who wanted a crueler version of this bill are like people who have been rich for a long time, right? But like, doesn't everybody have someone in their family who is like at some point had a health crisis? Like, this is what I truthfully don't understand.
It's still incompetence. Here's why it's incompetence. It's because like they didn't have a plan for 7 years because their excuse is that like they were used to being an opposition party and not a governing party. And it's like, actually, you should have ideas to bring to the table every fucking day when we're paying your goddamn salary. All of these Congress people like have stellar healthcare. Like, we should make them buy their healthcare on the exchange, and then maybe like things will change. Like, that's the bill that I would push if I was in Congress. And third of all, the problem is that the Republican base, there are all of these people, the people who are the most vulnerable ones, like the people who actually need the healthcare, are also under this like disillusioned thinking where they want to get their healthcare through jobs that are never fucking coming back. So they just assume that they're not going to need it. It's like basically like buying your healthcare on the exchange is like being on the dole for liberals, and then like they're going to be fine. And it's like, actually, no, you people love the Medicare expansion. Like all of you people, like, this is going to be a problem.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I mean, and I do hope that like I hope that there are a couple of lessons from this going forward. Like, you know, one of them being that, actually, even when you are the opposition party and you are, for those of us who are like writing to our members of Congress and saying, resist, 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 no, 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 that has to happen simultaneously with like also developing new ideas. And I get it. Like we like most of us who are writing those letters are like, yeah, single payer would be great. But like also communicating like proactively, like, hey, when there's the opportunity, this is what we want to see happen. Feels pretty important
to me. I trust Nancy Pelosi to do that. I feel like that's what's going to happen, is because now they have this opening, right? It's like Democrats have more leverage than they had before. It turns out that when you pander to like your most right-wing part of your party, you actually like can't get anything done when you're a Republican. These are the same people that like fired John Boehner. They're going to fire Paul Ryan, like for sure. It's going to happen. And they're just making it impossible to just do middle of the road stuff. It's like they were counting on healthcare for tax reform. So now it's really hard to see where the president's agenda goes, right? It's like, well, you didn't save any money on the goddamn healthcare bill. So how is tax reform going to happen? And also it's like the cruelty comes back, right? It's like Paul Ryan literally is his entire life. He like wanted to gut healthcare and he wants these like two big tax cuts basically for rich people. This is not going to happen. This is America, Paul Ryan. Calm down.
Do you remember like 2 or 3 years ago when Paul Ryan was going on his, I'm air quoting, like poverty listening tour and was like, oh, like as a serious policy person.
Yeah, because he started talking to this pastor. It's like very right. Sick.
And he got all this really flattering press for it. Like, I totally remember all of these long articles about like his soul searching and his like truly trying to understand what it means to be low income or in straight up poverty in America. And then it's like, you know what? Like all of those fools who bought that, like despite his libertarian rhetoric and despite his voting track record, I'm like, I want to just like call up everyone who wrote those articles and be like, look what you did. Like you totally transcribed that.
But even more egregious than that are all of the people, and if I recall, all men who like a couple of years ago, before he had John Boehner's job, before he ran with Mitt Romney, like basically lionized him as this like policy genius. It's like, no, actually, like this bill was bad. Like, forget the tactics, right? The actual tactics of like how you get a bill passed, which Paul Ryan failed at, the president failed at. It's like, you can't go golfing and then expect other people to do your job for you. Like, this is like what you need to do. It's like the bill itself, like the policy of it itself was bad. And that's why he couldn't sell it to anybody in his party. And so it's like, I remember all of those articles and I want to go back and shake all those people. And I'm like, you have zero evidence to say that this guy is a policy genius, except for the fact that he's on some budget committee and he just like talks like he knows what he's doing. And it turned out the emperor had no clothes.
No clothes at all. Like only like smelly workout clothes. Like I feel like Paul Ryan is like a gym rat with like nothing beneath the surface is the narrative to push.
Oh my God. Remember that Time magazine photo shoot that he did?
Oh, I can't even. Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna actually look it up right now.
P90X Paul Ryan. Like bros are always gonna bro, man. Like it doesn't matter what industry they're in, they are so ridiculous. But like this was the first big test for him and he like bombed majorly, and it's hard to see like where he comes back from it. And now it's really interesting to see all of this like coverage where all of these you know, it's like senior White House official says, and you're just like, Spicer, just say your name, it's cool. Where they're all like, we're open to working with Democrats. It's like, well, actually, remember how the president's been shitting on the same Democrats that he now needs help from? Like, it's hard to see how that happens now. They're just like bad tacticians. John Boehner, at least like at the end of his tenure, like him and Obama, like basically did a pact with the devil where they were like, okay, like, let's just do things. And then my man still lost his job. And with Trump, it's like, he's been shitting on all of these Democrats. So it's hard to see how that's ever going to happen for him. And also like the base, aka us, like we are not going to stand for it. So say goodbye to your infrastructure plan. Say goodbye to tax reform, like the wall. Where the fuck is that money going to come from? Can't do it.
Why didn't he start with infrastructure? This is the thing that blows my mind, right? Because that infrastructure plan, Obama was into infrastructure and like early in his presidency proposed a bunch of funding for jobs and improvements on that front. This seems like a no-brainer victory that like you should start with, but like no, it's all like, how can we do the big kind of gotcha thing that's like on our to-do list?
My one theory about it is, again, the cruelty thing is that they really wanted to embarrass the like anniversary of Obamacare. You cannot pass like major legislation in like 13 days. That's just not going to happen. everybody in the White House was like, the president left it all on the field. And it's like, no, he like read a draft. Calm down. That's not what happened. But also, I suspect Paul Ryan really wanted the like savings from the health from healthcare because he was so overconfident. Infrastructure would have been the way to go because, you know, it would have been really hard for Democrats. Like if you're promising, like, I don't know, like Congress people from Michigan, like new pipes in Flint and like all this stuff, even if they hate the president, like that would have been really hard to say no to. And now it's hard to see what they can say yes to at all. How's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm like luxuriously having my space heater on, even though it's not that cold out. Like, that's all that's happening here.
Yo, let me tell you, I installed a Nest by myself this weekend, and I feel like I learned so much shit about like thermostats, like insane.
Does this involve something more than like just sticking it on your wall? Did you have to like do things with wires?
Oh my God. So here's the problem. When they say that it takes like no more than 30 minutes. And so you're led to believe that like, I don't know, 28 of those minutes is like configuring your Wi-Fi or whatever. Not true. When I took off the old like thermostat cover, nothing looked like it was supposed to in the pictures. So I panicked. I was just like, oh my God, now there's a gaping hole in the wall. Panic moment. And then I had not turned off the electricity or like the breaker or whatever, because it's hard to figure out like where the breaker goes. But also like the instructions are really unclear about this. And then it wasn't until I was like reading the internet that all these bros were like, make sure you turn off your power. And I was like, this bitch did it with the power on.
Oh my God.
Nobody died.
You're still here. Yeah.
It ended up in like almost near tears and having to Skype with like a pro who like the minute I like showed him my thermostat was like, this thermostat's been broken for at least 30 years. he's like, well, how are your energy bills? And I was like, out of control. That's why I'm putting the Nest in. And he was like, that's good. So then like, I just like figured it out. It's like not that many wires at all. It's just that like my case was like problematic. And then, but I just like feel very accomplished. Last year, I like hung up my TV on the wall myself. Now this Nest, I feel like I'm unstoppable. Next up, I'm going to build my own house.
Oh my God. With YouTube tutorials, anything is possible.
I know. Everything's on YouTube.
I mean, but does this mean that like now hackers can use your Nest to like, you know, shut down the internet?
100%. Next time Russia tries to interfere with our elections, they're going to go through my Nest. And I just ordered the Nest, like the smoke detector. I'm like getting all of it. It's perfect.
Oh my God. There's a Nest smoke detector. Listen, like I can't even.
Yeah, it has like its own name. I feel like this is not SponCon, so it's like hard talking about all this stuff. But
this is just home improvement.
Yeah, this is just home improvements. Yeah, Nest has like their own like smoke detector. I don't know. It's like something happened where I was like, I want to put as much of my house on my phone as possible. All of this to say that like one day the Wi-Fi will go down in Brooklyn and
like, what do you mean one day? Doesn't it go down with regularity?
And I'll just like die inside my own house. It's like the CO2 detector won't work. Then I like won't be able to open the door and then the Nest will like electrocute me.
Oh my God, I'm stressing out. The very thought is stressful.
I know. And then my like drop cams will just like beam into Russia. It's like, that's exactly what's going to happen.
On the upside, we now have clips if we ever do get like some sort of home energy advertiser. Just cut
I'm
and paste.
I'm really
from this
into
condo.
Home energy, dog. I applied for the rebate at Con Ed and everything.
I know. I mean, I love that feeling too of like, I did a DIY thing that seemed before I started to be beyond my capabilities, but I like figured it out with the help of like the internet slash some like Skype help intervention, you know?
Seriously, I knew I was really stressed out when afterwards I like sat down and like one tiny tear just like trickled down and I sighed and then I got ice cream.
Like a single sad Jordan tear.
Yeah. And then I got ice cream and I was just like, where is my HGTV show, dog? Like, this is crazy.
Oh my God, where is the HGTV show where like there's not an expert host? It's just like one
it's
lady.
It's just me. It's just like single lady with ice cream. Like
single lady with ice cream and YouTube tutorials.
Yeah, trying to like change a light bulb. And then you text everybody you know. You're like, excuse me, guys. I like did this today.
I know.
All day.
Meanwhile, our like the other branch of the grifting family, what's up with Ivanka and Jared?
Oh my God, Javanka, those two are 100% going to jail. Javanka are going to jail and the like the path is being set. So Ivanka's like bored of selling shoes and dresses slash the shoes and dresses business is like not doing well.
Yeah, it turns out a gaggle of conservative ladies going to Macy's and making videos of themselves buying your, like, terrible accessories is not a way to revive a brand.
Right. So now she's, like, moonlighting as a White House official. It's terrible because, again, it, like, goes back to them lying. It's like, remember way back when during the transition, there were all these stories about how the president applied for clearance for Ivanka for Secret Service clearance, and then they were like, fake news, it's not true. And then it turns out that it was actually true. They were just waiting for the blowback to die down. They've been like holding an office for her this whole time. No offense to Ivanka, but it's really fucking offensive to me that she is taking the job of somebody who could be way more qualified than her to do this job. It's like, actually, like, this is everything that like feminism is outraged by. Like, this is nuts.
I feel like this administration has proved to be uniquely terrible at appointing anyone who's qualified, full stop. And so like, in a way, I'm like, oh yeah, she's terrible. Whoever else would have been terrible. But for me, it's more just like recognizing, can you imagine some extended Obama or Robinson family member getting a White House office like during the last administration?
They should have given Sasha Department of Labor to run. It's like, I don't know what qualifies any of these Trump children. They all work for their father, which is the biggest like nepotism grift in the world. It's so offensive because they lie so much about it. And then they just make the country look like a banana republic. It's crazy. It's like the president just goes like, talk to my kids, you know, and everybody knows how the game is played. It's like, you know, this is exactly what happens in developing countries, right? But so anyway, Jared, first of all, like Jared runs everything. Jared's going to fix the Middle East. Jared is like the point person for foreign policy. Jared is like the shadow Rex Tillerson. Like Rex Tillerson doesn't have a job because Jared is doing his job. Like it's crazy.
Rex Tillerson doesn't even want to be here.
Oh my God. Pause. Do you see that story? How Mrs. Yes. Rex Tillerson is who made him like take this
Mrs.
job.
Tillerson was like, you have to take this important job. And he was like, okay.
And he was like, yeah, she was like, God's not done with you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He was the CEO of one of the biggest companies in the world. Like, he did his time.
Big misread of God's will. That's what I have to say about that.
I know, but now look, it's like you hire a fucking like gas attendant to be Secretary of State, and every day we're inching closer to war in North Korea. It's like the news is so alarming. It's just like Rex Tillerson took a nap because he was tired. Next thing you know, it's like North Korea like launches missile testing, blah, blah, blah. But so anyway, Jared is doing everything. And then now, He is also running some sort of incubator in the government, which is so offensive, first of all, because they were trying to sell it as like a, this will be a council that's like run by all people who have no government experience. And you're like, well, let's see how that works out for all of you.
Right. Isn't that the whole executive branch at this point? People with no government experience?
I know. But also, like, here's the thing. We know that like Trump can't run a business. Jared's entire business experience is inheriting a business from his dad because his dad went to jail for setting a honeypot for his uncle. Like, this is not okay. These people, like, do not know what they're doing. And now they're in charge of, like, actual real lives.
Yeah, that is the least innovative business story in American history. Like, inherited business after, like, familial drama. Inherited new position because I married into another powerful family. In this Washington Post article about this like new office, you know, there's this quote from him: the government should be run like a great American company. Our hope is that we can achieve successes and efficiencies for our customers, who are the citizens.
To which, we're not customers.
I know, we're your fucking bosses. Like, I'm like, you work for us. Like, we don't buy shit from you. Like, you work for us to provide fundamental services because we pay taxes. We pay you. Like, seriously, I can't even. Ugh.
And the grift is so good. These people are really going to come out like billionaires, like after all the dust has settled. It's like they went in not as rich as they claim to be. They're going to come out like rich as fuck.
Yeah.
It is nuts. But here's the other tea, is that Jared is like Congress, like is subpoenaing to come testify because apparently he's part of Russiagate too.
Of course he is. Of course he is. This is like,
oh my God. It's like, Jared, your dad went to jail. Like, don't follow in his footsteps. I'm telling you, this whole thing is going to end with Ivanka in jail. Like, Barron's going to be the only one not in jail.
I mean, yeah, it is actually just straight up textbook Banana Republic stuff. And I'm not talking about mid-priced workwear. Like, this is like, you know, textbook. Like, this is what it means when your government is not actually like a functioning democracy.
Right. It's like, talk to my son-in-law. And also, like, if you look at Jared's portfolio, I'm not kidding. He's literally running everything. It's like, Jared's going to fix the Middle East. Tremendous. Jared's going to fix veterans. Tremendous. Jared's going to fix, he's going to figure out the money for the wall. Jared's going to talk to the Russian spies. Jared's going to, and it's like, can Jared live?
I mean, only in jail can Jared live. That's the real, that's like the punchline of that.
Oh my God. It's like all of this. So all of this to say, like, they're not getting anything done. We're not better off for it, but it's like all of the like Machiavellian, like, oh my God, these people are so evil feelings that I have like dissipated somewhat. I'm just like, no, these people are just like very dumb. They're still going to hurt us a lot, but my God, they're so dumb.
I know. Here's the thing. If you don't have a job description and if you don't have a job title and you can't like explain what you're here to do, there are like bigger organizational problems than just you. And like, you know, like that is like totally the Ivanka situation to a T. Like everything about her office is, oh, an undefined role to do her advocacy work. Like, what does that even mean? I don't know.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Hit me.
Hold, please. Hold, please. I need to do a deep Google. Give me 1 second.
A pause button Google.
Pause button. Thank you, Liz Plank at Vox.com. This was the one hit that came out for it. Ivanka did this campaign way back when where she was encouraging other women to share their job titles.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, it said, here we go. Record yourself saying your extended job title followed by your name and actual job title. Reads a post on her website advertising a campaign that encourages women to state all their roles, even the ones that extend beyond the workplace. Post the video to your social channels and tag a few women who inspire you to encourage them to follow suit. Be sure to hashtag women who work and tag at Ivanka Trump. I don't forget anything.
I mean, this is the thing too, though, like all of Trump's tweets about like the stuff he is or isn't going to do when like it doesn't match up with reality, like seeing her do that. I mean, when I guess we need to all be asking her to share her job title, just like sending that post back at her.
I know. I'm like going to put this. I like hope Gina plays the audio for this, but it's like really sweet.
This brand is a celebration of women who work. This is like a good therapy session. Because it's not just about the 9 to 5. It's about having a full life, lived to the fullest.
Thank you.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Thanks, guys.
We invite you all to join the conversation And let's show the world what it looks like to be a woman who works.
It's crazy. Also, here's the other thing in Cheetah Watch that's actually my favorite thing, is how they're just lying about the president playing golf every weekend.
Oh my God, the golf cart budget, the $16,000 golf cart budget, is that what you're referring to?
The fact that every time that he's playing golf, they lie that he's in meetings and they won't let the press pool in. But all of these like Republican dude bros keep geotagging him at his properties. So it's like the president's in meetings. And then it's like, I just saw a picture on Instagram where he's wearing a golf glove. That one, at least I would give him the benefit of the doubt. But then this one this weekend was like amazing. It was like he was wearing golf cleats. He was in a golf cart. And they're just like, the president, they're like, yeah, the president is playing. The president is taking meetings. And I'm like, just say he's bored and he's like fucking playing golf, which is so rich because they all went after Obama playing golf like every once in a while. And Trump, it's like, you've been president for like eight weekends in a row. You've gone on vacation.
One of my favorite results of this phenomenon is, did you see this bill that Democrats have introduced called the Making Access Records Available to Lead American Government Openness Act, the Mar-a-Lago Act?
Oh my God. Give that staffer a fucking raise.
Oh my God.
So good.
Basically disclosing the name of anyone who visits the White House or, quote, any other location at which the president or the vice president regularly conducts official business, aka the golf realness bill. Like, admit to it.
They're just liars. Like, big time liars. Mm. And they lie like the way that like 9-year-olds lie. It's like, here, yeah, my dad works at Nintendo, sure. Like, why would you do that?
Like, I don't know why my friend is tagging me. I wasn't there. Meanwhile, there's a photo.
I don't get it at all. Well, I get it. It's just like pathologically dishonest people. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, we have two eyes, right? Like, here's the president in like head to toe Nike golf attire. Like, of course he's golfing. Did I tell you how I finally, I rewatched like all the President's Men?
No, you didn't tell me this.
Oh my God, Anne. So first of all, it was like, it's actually like a really good rewatch in this age. I had forgotten so much because like clearly when I watched it, I was like too young to understand like the real life implications of this. But it's like, you know what? Watergate was really boring. Like very, 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 very boring. They like caught everybody via meeting in parking garages and writing boring articles for like 2 years.
Well, yeah, or also just like thinking about the level of offense versus what the FBI is currently looking into with regards to Russia, or like, I don't know, like the scope is also so different. It's pretty incredible, like not just the tactics for exposing it.
Yeah, and it was just like very run of the mill, like somebody lied and like the cover up is how like everybody came down. But also like really it's because like Nixon was son of a bitch, you know? And I was like, I was just watching it, I was like, man, this is giving me hope. Who knows? Might be stuck with Trump for 4 years, but like he's definitely gonna go down. And he's gonna go down very hard and it's going to be beautiful to watch.
I so hope that you are right. And in fact, like the fact that you believe that's true is going to get me through at least a few other weeks of this news cycle.
Because here's the thing, I just like don't see an alternative. And I don't think that it's going to be like Tiffany is going to drop off his tax returns at the New York Times wearing a hoodie and sunnies, and then like that'll be like the smoking gun or whatever. Here's a man who has said like the most egregious things and done the most egregious things and was still elected president. But the only way that I can believe that the American project is like ultimately good is that we cannot stand for this long term.
I know, but that was the thing people said before the election. Like the only thing that would make me believe the American project is not bankrupt is for this person to like not get the nomination or not get elected. Or like people totally said similar versions of
elections that. Just need Russia to interfere and everything is lost. It's like, that's fine. That was the Russia factor.
It was just a selective hacking issue.
Yeah, that was a selective hacking issue. That's what I'm going to believe. But just, you know, it's like running for office and like being in office are like two very different beasts. And so far, It's like the swamp is draining him. Everybody is like quitting. Everybody's quitting or getting fired. And also, like, the noose is tightening around some of these people. Like, the Russia stuff is, like, kind of incredible. The Russia/Turkey stuff. It's like, how could you let Mike Flynn get a cabinet position when you knew that he was a foreign agent? Because they knew. They, like, 100% knew. Still right. let him. And then now he's, like, billing people, like, $500,000 for, like, work he did on Turkey. Like, that's wild.
You mean innovating? Like, maybe he needs an office of innovation.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Meanwhile, Mike Flynn Jr. is, like, still losing it on Twitter. Like, oh, my favorite drive-by, like, every couple days.
Oh, my God. This is something I'm not even clued into. This is the next generation of despots. This is
deep. If you're not, like, there, don't go there.
I'm going to remain firmly here and not go there.
Yeah, Mike Flynn Jr. is not somebody you need to know. All of this to say, it's going to happen. It's going to happen because they are, like, they're digging their own graves. It's really easy not to run afoul some of these, like, ridiculous, like, government rules. And instead, they're just like, nope, we're not keeping records. Yep, we're going to lie to the FBI. Yeah, we're all going to turn up in Russia. Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Right.
Let's see. But, like, 4 years is a long time. So, we'll see.
I hope to goddess that you are right. That's all I have to say.
That, or really, like, our last hope is Tiffany and her mom. It's like, who knows? Maybe, like, they will grow a conscience.
Here's hoping.
Here's to hoping. Or they'll just be tired of being ignored.
I think that's more likely. Just like it's like a last ditch tantrum for attention.
Totally. It's like Tiffany's invited to stay at dinner, and it's like that's the undoing of the entire regime.
It's true. I hope that Trump is sending them some like nice off the record gifts and perks, because like that's the key for him.
Oh my God. The lowest point though of all of this was the Angela Merkel visit. Like,
oh, I can't.
How embarrassing. No home training, this president.
Part of it is like, okay, Angela is not only holding together the entire European continent. She has to come sit across from this preschooler and have him not even talk to her in terms of what's happening in real time in like geopolitics.
Wouldn't shake her goddamn hand.
I know.
Wouldn't shake her hand. Like, what kind of child? And then people are saying, we don't know if this is real or not, but people are saying, sources. Oh my God. People are saying that he like gave her a bill for NATO.
This is unsubstantiated.
Well, it was in a British newspaper and people are saying, and I don't know if it's fake news or not.
I do not believe stuff published in the British press over the weekend.
Wow.
Gonna need a confirmation on that during the work week. I'm sorry.
But listen, not me, and people are saying, I'm quoting other people.
Oh my God. You're joining their ranks right now. That's all I gotta tell you.
That he gave her a bill. But that story just like made me laugh because it makes everybody like, you know, it's just like obviously like, do not believe that this happened because it was not substantiated. But I love the idea of like a rich person just like billing somebody for something they don't owe him. And also it's like, hi, you know that NATO is not one big bank account that we like all write rent into every month, right? Like, that's not how that works.
That's not how NATO works, despite what your weird like Republican listservs have told you that NATO is. That is not what NATO is.
Oh my God, that is not. It's like the indignity of it.
I know. But, I mean, it's sort of like me like going into work and like using a desk and then sending a rental bill for the desk like to my employer or something. Like it's not so even, it's tacky. Like, this is just the basic, like, this is just your job right now.
I love the idea of one big NATO bank account though. It's just like, hello, everybody, it's bill time. This is a good time though to plug an Instagram account I like a lot. Merkel Looks.
Oh my God, yes.
So strong. The looks are so strong. It's like, you know, like, here's Angela Merkel, who is like a fucking like physicist, right? Some sort of pretty amazing scientist. And she has to talk to this like second-rate golfer, and he wouldn't shake her hand. It makes me so angry.
I mean, I also, that's actually a nice reminder too. I've been trying to tell a lot of women in my life that they should run for office lately. I've been like doing some hard thinking about who I know and who I want to run. And I gotta say that like, I don't have enough science women in my world, but like when I've been thinking about like the type of person who I want governing, I mean,
science like, ladies,
it's no coincidence that like a woman of science is holding together an important continent. you know what I mean?
It's just to her. It's like, man, history is pretty funny. It's like, look, Germany, the last bastion of like liberal democracy. Who would have thunk?
I know.
It's gonna be okay. The next big fight that we have coming is April 28th, which is when the debt ceiling essentially runs out.
Oh my God, again? Not the debt ceiling again.
I know. I'm so bored by the debt ceiling, but get this. It all hinges on like defunding Planned Parenthood. So that's going to be really fun to be angry about.
Yay, and, that again. Also sick of that.
It's literally in 4 weeks. And the drama of it is amazing. Because what is Paul Ryan going to do, right? He can probably get the House to vote for defunding Planned Parenthood. Because everybody in the House is a fucking idiot. And they know that they're just like playing checkers all the time. But, like, it's not going to pass the Senate. So it's like, what does he do, right? Does he let the thing pass and then, like, fail in the Senate, which is another failure for him? Or does he try to convince his, like, ragtag team of crazy people who have all run on, like, defunding Planned Parenthood not to do it? Drama. It's going to be amazing.
I'm really glad one of us is looking forward to it.
This week, I'm really enjoying the resistance. Like, I realize what was up with all these Tea Partiers. It's like yelling at people that you're angry at, like, feels incredible.
Oh, well.
Not to, like, make light of this. It's like, this is, like, a big deal for Planned Parenthood. So, you know, like, if you're having, like, calling fatigue, you better, like, take a deep breath because the next 4 weeks are going to be nuts. And, yeah, it's like, we are all going to the mat for Planned Parenthood.
I gotta tell you, regarding calling fatigue, I have moved to like an email and fax-based like mode of contacting people because I had gotten too many full inboxes, which doesn't log the call at all.
Ooh, can I tell you something? You're not gonna like this. Here's the problem with faxing. It doesn't work for most offices. They offer the option, but like people don't. So faxing is good if it's like in addition to your calling on its own, like not good.
I'm just saying, like, after enough full voicemail boxes and being like, oh, I'm taking the time to, like, dial in and read the script and then not even getting to leave the message, I just fully transitioned.
It's okay. It looks like we're probably going to be protesting in the street soon, so don't worry. That's, like, a high-touch.
High-touch problem.
Yeah, it's like, we heard from the Soros people, our checks are coming, and we're all marching soon. It's cool.
On a related note, listener Terry wrote about a question we took in a previous episode about tracking legislation from several states at once.
Oh, yeah.
And mentioned something that I knew and had totally forgot. But the Sunlight Foundation has an app called Open States, which is openstates.org. And then there's also a new one that's essentially promoting getting in contact more often with your state legislators, which is ourstates.org. So openstates.org and ourstates.org are like two, if you want to stay on top of like how the Cheetos agenda is playing out in your backyard.
Rad.
Pro tips.
Rad, rad, rad. Okay, you said you had two updates or are those
yes.
Two updates?
There was one other email I wanted to read. So when we asked for stories from the women's strike, we got one late breaking in email that I really love as like a way of like thinking beyond just defending the kind of inadequate policies that we have now and imagining the amazing like utopian world we actually want to live in. So listener Alexandra writes that I work at a small POC-owned web development school and consulting company in Omaha, Nebraska. Earlier this month, I was feeling conflicted and unsure of how to go about participating in the women's strike. I asked my boss about the logistics of taking the day off, and they responded by announcing a new additional category of paid time off for employees. They added 2 days of PTO for social justice / civic engagement of any kind so that employees do not have to take out sick parental or vacation leave to stay engaged.
Woo!
Isn't that awesome?
That's really like, awesome. That's a great company.
I know. So yeah, they are apparently called Big Wheel Brigade in Omaha, Nebraska. And I just like, I love that idea too of being like, okay, at a time when we're like, not everyone even has guaranteed paid time off for these fundamental caregiving or like sickness, illness reasons, that there are like some companies that are living in the future who are like, actually, civic engagement is really important. So like, in theory, you could take this time to vote or to like, you know, show up at your legislator's office or to show up at a march or rally or to show up in court to support like someone who's like needing a visible presence there. I just love it so much. And it really made me feel great about the world. So
that is great. Some other exciting news is that the Tom Price's seat in Georgia is really, 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 really competitive. And the Democrat might even win.
Stop. In Georgia? That's incredible.
In Georgia. That's right. Friend of the podcast, John Ossoff, who is running. true story. The election is April 18th, but I believe that early voting has started. So if you have north of Atlanta friends, tell them to start voting now. Like, this is really exciting. It's like, what would be the biggest give the finger to everybody involved in the healthcare debacle than by giving away Tom Price's seat? Also, Tom Price will end up in jail. Like, that's another one of my like cockamamie predictions.
I love it.
Gonna end up in jail. It's gonna be great. But yeah, so this is super, super exciting. You can give money. They this campaign is like doing really well. They have something like 7,000 volunteers, which is great. It's like, if you have time and you want to go down there or up there, like, go for it. This seat could like really go to a Democrat. We are so close. Oh, I don't know. I'm excited about this race.
Yeah, totally. And I think that like that's going to start happening more and more. Like, there are, I don't know, we're going to talk about this more in a future episode about running for office and about open seats. I've been very heartened to see the outpouring of support for candidates outside of like traditionally Democratic districts.
Yep. If you are even remotely thinking about running for office, you should email us and tell us why or why not. If there's a race near you that you're tracking that you think should be on our radar, you should email us too. I'm like really curious to hear. I'm excited to do that episode soon.
Yes, totally.
Oh my God, DJ Khaled's talking to his son again. This is making me so happy.
Okay, digression.
Sorry, I'm just like Assad is the best. He's the best child. He's the best like celeb child. Who knew? Who knew?
I'm not even going to go there because that's a whole other can of worms about Blue Ivy and like other celeb children that I am very interested in.
You know I love Blue Ivy, but like, she didn't produce a song with Beyonce on it at 3 months old. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm out. I'm done.
Hardest freaking baby in the game.
I'm so done right now.
I'm sorry. You just have to see these pictures of him on the private jet where he just like flies to see his dad.
Hanging up. Goodbye.
And imagine DJ Khaled was your dad. It's like the most like smothering of like lovingly smothering parent you can.
I've seen how that man treats his flowers. I can't even imagine what it's like to be his son.
Yeah, I don't know. It's also like taking me for a loop because, you know, I'm not like easily impressed by like affection towards children. I like can't handle it.
I know. When are we gonna have like the first jet ski while wearing a baby Bjorn like snap?
Oh my gosh, it's just like, it's the best. Yeah, it's like, look at him just like pulling this baby off a private jet. I'm so done.
Also, how did you manage to bring this up just as I was like ready to sign off? Now I'm just like, all I want to do is talk about like representations of like fatherhood.
I was closing my browser and there it was. You're aghast right now.
Just full stop on
and Like, heartless, I'm telling you, just like spend 5 minutes on Assad content and tell me that it doesn't change your life. His Instagram is lit.
Pre-verbal babies just don't do it for me. Even famous pre-verbal babies.
And
I'm sorry.
He produced the song.
I can't. Okay. I just factcheck.org. I cannot even. I cannot even.
He did
even.
Produce the song. Oh my God, Gina, I'm going to send you the audio of DJ.
Gina,
Connor.
Don't do it. Don't take the bait.
Take the bait. Discussing how Asa produced the song. It kills me. You can find us many places on the internet, on our website, callyourgirlfriend.com. Download it anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, or on iTunes, where we would love it if you left us a review. You can tweet at us at callyrgf or email us callyrgf@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, look it up yourself, or on Instagram at callyrgf. You can even leave us a short and sweet voicemail at 714-681-2943. That's 714-681-CYGF. Our theme song is by Robin. All other music you heard today was composed by Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. This podcast is produced by the most beautiful producer in the world, Gina Delvac.
Okay, see you on the internet.
Just wait till Assad offers to produce this podcast.
I know. We have a producer and she's a competent adult and I love her.
Oh my God. Open your mind. Open your heart, Anne.